Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. A parent may feel anxiety when a child of theirs goes away for an extended period of time. For example, if they go away to yeshiva or to seminary. The parent had been used to watching over their child at all times, knowing where he or she is, and expecting them to be home at a certain time. And now they feel helpless and worried. We must know, even when a child is close by, it's Hashem who is watching over him. And He knows how to watch over our children much better than any parent ever could. When the child is away, it's the same Hashem who is looking after him there. And a parent should feel at ease knowing this. A woman told me, her 4-year-old son hasn't been sleeping through the night. She spoke to her sister recently to get an idea of how to correct it. Her sister suggested that she take the child to the bathroom while he's sleeping before she goes to sleep. Perhaps that would help him sleep better. That same night, she decided to try it. As she was bringing her son to the bathroom, she saw a round bulge in his cheek. She put her hand in his mouth and took out a small bouncy ball. He must have put it in his mouth before he went to sleep. She began crying tears of thanks to Hashem for setting up the circumstances in a way that she would take her son out of his bed on that night, the first time she ever did such a thing. She shudders at the thought of what could have happened. Hashem watches over our children much better than we ever could. A man who will call Joe told me, 10 years ago when he was first married, his best friend told him that he and his wife just got back from the doctor and were devastated by what he told them. The friend's wife was expecting their first child, and the doctor told them that the baby had severe medical issues and it was pointless for them to continue on with the pregnancy, and therefore he suggested terminating it. They were both crying over the news. The friend told Joe, the doctor gave him the weekend to think about it, but they already decided they were going to listen to him. That Shabbat, Joe was sitting in shul as he always did, and the rabbi of the shul announced there was a guest from Israel that would be speaking. His name was Rabbi Yaakov Wiener, the dean of the Jerusalem Center for Research on Medicine and Halakha. The rabbi brought up many current issues on medical halakha and even discussed the topic of medical issues with fetuses. After Shabbat, Joe called his friend and said, please, don't do anything until you speak with this rabbi that I heard today in shul. He has extensive knowledge in this area and will advise you on exactly how you should proceed. The next day, the friend met with the rabbi, and the rabbi told him, according to halakha, he should continue on with the pregnancy, and Be'ezrat Hashem, everything will be okay. Baruch Hashem, the couple listened to the rabbi, and today, that child is the top student in his class. The doctor was way off on the diagnosis. There was absolutely nothing wrong with the baby. Hashem orchestrated the events to unfold the way they did to save that baby's life. Hashem knows things we could never know. He gives life and He maintains life. And we should be so happy to know that He is the one who is guarding us and our children at all times, in all places. Have a great day.